I take the promised Holy Ghost, the blessed power of Pentecost, to fill me to the uttermost. I take, thank God, He undertakes for me. And the people of God said, Amen. Be seated, please. I want to speak tonight upon the spread of the great revival in County Antrim among the valleys of that county and in the valleys of that county. Portrush, in the northern part of North Antrim, became the center of mighty acts of the Spirit of God. This was largely because they had a very energetic Presbyterian minister, the Reverend Jonathan Simpson. He had gone to the United States of America. He had visited that country for a long time and wrote a tremendous book about his visit there from a religious point of view. By a strange coincidence, in the divine providence, both the clergy of the parish church in Portrush and the Presbyterian minister were both attracted to go and witness for themselves what was happening in Ballymoney. And strange to relate, when they got to Ballymoney, they both met together in the revival prayer meeting was going on. And the Presbyterian minister said to the Church of Ireland minister, "What are you doing here?" And he said, "I might ask you what you're doing here." Well, he said, "I'm here to find out for myself what is happening." And the other minister said, "That's why I'm here." Portrush had a remarkable demonstration of the power and the fire of the Spirit of God. Those two ministers met in a prayer meeting the like of which they had never been in before. And the first thing that happened was a prominent Presbyterian was struck down and prostrated before God, crying for mercy. He had hardly reached the floor of the building and uttered his cry until another man, a Church of Ireland man, he was struck down as well. And as the two ministers looked at these two men, their hearts were shattered. And they said one to another, "Portrush needs to be struck with this power. Oh, that my congregation would be thrown to the floor and cry for mercy." And they both said the same thing. And God graciously blessed them that day. And they went home to Portrush to light a fire that burned more brightly than any part of the revivals in the county of Antrim. A tremendous movement of the Spirit. They arranged a great revival open-air meeting. It was attended by 6,000 people. They all met on one of the hills that overlook the town. One of them said, all I can say is, there was not only the sound, but there was the showers of abundant rain. Many ministers, students of divinity, Sabbath school teachers from a distance were present that day. It is impossible, as said the Reverend Minister from Port Rush, the Presbyterian minister. He said it would be impossible for me to adequately get you to see something like what happened there that day. A large number of people came with unbelief in their hearts. Others came out of curiosity. Many came to criticize. And some came to laugh at the people who were struck down. But those that came to laugh at others were struck down themselves. And the whole of the meeting turned into thousands upon thousands on their knees, weeping bitter tears, crying to God for mercy and coming into the experience of the new birth. Jeremiah Menide, one of the first converts from Connor in the revival, he brought a great message on the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And as he preached, those that had been struck down started to loudly pray and call on the Lamb of God to take their sins away. And so the Lamb of God did. And those that had been lying, sighing, and crying to God for mercy were transformed by the grace of God. And soon those thousands of people were singing. And that song was so loud, it was heard all over the Port Rush area. 6,000 voices raised to praise the name of the Lord. As the minister said, Port Rush never imagined that it would see such a demonstration of God's power. And those that came to mock went home, new creatures in Christ. The old things had passed away, and all things become new. And that preacher said, imagine it! Suddenly, 6,000 people in the district changed by the grace of God. What a difference that made. But not only in the north of Antrim, but in Carmony, there was a wonderful manifestation of the power of God. The history of the revival there can be told in a few words. On the first Sabbath in June 1859, a day long to be remembered in this place, a Christian merchant in Belfast, living 4 miles from Carmony, felt that he must go and address whatever congregation would gather there that day. And so he went. He got permission to address the people. And God struck down two young women who started to weep under a deep sense of their sin and their need for God's forgiveness. Another meeting, that was on the Sabbath, another meeting was called for the Tuesday evening. And the man came back to address a monster audience of people. And at that meeting, 50 souls professed to come to Christ. 50 people who had been weeping and crying and sighing and in tears had their tears wiped away. For weeping may endure for the night, but the scripture says, joy cometh in the morning. And the morning came quicker than they expected. The late Reverend A. Pollock of Valley Easton and a Mr. Ormsby from Rosyth in Scotland, these men helped with the Word of God. And they saw at the end of the day not 50 souls, but they saw 100 souls rejoicing in Christ as the result of that one single meeting. The people said the valley of dry bones was shaken. The breath of the Spirit has come. And God has given us the fruits of righteousness. But there was another place, Ballycarrie. And it had a mighty demonstration of the power of God. The Reverend John Stewart, who wore himself out in the arduous work of the revival, that in the midst of his labors, he became very ill, and his congregation had to gather money to send him to France that he might recover from the tremendous task he had of visiting from morning light to midnight each day, explaining the way of salvation, praying with souls that were crying for mercy. His testimony is mighty. He says, in this extensive district, the cradle of Irish Presbyterianism, we have had a great religious awakening. God has been in our midst, working wonders among our people. After more than 7 months' experience of this gracious revival, I can boldly and fearlessly bear my testimony to its blessed fruits and marvelous results. It is impossible to witness the worship of our crowded assembly, to look down from the pulpit on a sea of upturned faces, and to come constantly in contact with the spiritual life of individual Christians without exclaiming, what hath God wrought? The Holy Spirit's Spirit, in the outgoing of his love, visited us in the summer of last year. And at once there was a vast increase in the congregation. The spare pews in the church were all taken. The aisles were covered with forms which were soon crowded with earnest, anxious, solemnized hearers. Preaching now became a real luxury. Society seemed to be stirred to its lowest depths. I had before me a people hungering for the bread of life. Our communion services were a feast of fat things. Never before had we experienced a day of such sweet refreshment from the presence of the Lord. The first drops of the heavenly shower had begun to fall, and now the shower descended in real earnest. Such were the multitudes which attended my evening services, or in the open air when no church can contain them. And such was the seriousness and anxiety of the people that I had to preach every night for 42 days. And at every service, scores of men and women were gloriously converted. The worst people of the areas, when they came to mock, were prostrated by the power of God. And those who weren't prostrated in the service, when they went home, they were struck down on the ground and on the floor of their own houses. The mercy of God shut the voices of the skeptics and the scoffers. I should think that at the several weeknight prayer meetings in connection with my congregation, which are still in the increase, more than 1,000 persons every week come to the prayer meeting. Can you think of that? 1,000 people all bound up in prayer. No wonder those prayers reached the heavens. No wonder they reached the throne of God. No wonder they touched the heart of Jesus our Savior. And no wonder down on earth God did miracles of His mercy. The preacher says, during the past summer and autumn, I might say of the revival in the words of the prophet, it grew like the lily. Now it is casting forth its roots as Lebanon. Among all who were stricken down, I do not yet know of one single backslider. So far as I am aware, every one of these converts are gracing the gospel which they embraced and are living testimonies to the life of God in what was once a cold heart, a dead heart, an unregenerate heart. We have now life in our church. We have now light in our church. We have now heat in our church. We have now energy and earnestness and blessing in our church. Not far from those happenings, there were great happenings in Ballyeaston. The Reverend A. Pollock, the Presbyterian minister of Ballyeaston, a district adjacent to Ballycarry, died as a result of his strenuous efforts. So powerfully did the revival prevail in his parish. A few days before his death, he wrote a description of the revival in his church on the previous Sabbath. Little did he know he was describing his last Sabbath on earth. Here are his words. On Sabbath morning, the house was filled to overflowing. And with little preparation, it was no easy task to ascend the pulpit. I addressed them from the words, "Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain." The Holy Spirit was there indeed. There was a rushing, mighty wind. Many were removed and carried out and laid on the village green. And no man can tell the number of the souls added to the church. Mr. Pollock went home and rested. And as he rested, God called him higher. God said, "Welcome home." He passed from the glory of God in his church to the glory of God in the heaven of heavens. And so we could go on. Let me just mention one further place. Carrickfergus. God brought to Carrickfergus an Englishman, Lieutenant W.R. Ekman. He was a devoted servant of the Lord, and he was devoted to service in the service of Christ. He preached the gospel in many places in England and Scotland, and he came to Ireland in 1858. He came to Carrickfergus in November 1858, and from that time continued to visit us frequently until the spring of 1859. At each visit, he had special services for the young people, and then special services for the old people. Mrs. Colville, a sister in Christ, was very closely associated with the lieutenant in the field of evangelism. She had meetings running for the ladies while he had meetings going for the men folk. Her meetings were also well attended. And it was glorious to see one man going into the men's prayer meeting, another lady, his wife, going into the ladies' prayer meeting. And both of them got converted and met as they came out, sinners saved by grace. And that was multiplied. The prayer meetings continued and were held weekly in the vestry of the church. Thus, in the autumn of 1858 and the beginning of 1859, God's people were expecting great things. And those great things came. On the Sabbath day, when they came, I was preaching on the subject, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. A very large congregation were present. There was great religious excitement in the parish, as some converts from Bellamina and Connor were to address a public meeting in the open air. The good work of the Lord being thus commenced, meetings were held every evening. Elders, Sabbath school teachers, converts, all took a part. And the good and gracious work of revival under divine blessing was fostered at these services. And the same time kept them clear of anything that would prejudice the blessed Spirit of God. Another minister in the district, the Reverend J. White, records the spread of the revival to the workers in the salt mines, and of a great meeting held by those workers many hundreds of feet under the ground in the salt mine, so that when they went down to do the battle of taking the salt from the ground. They could hear along the long passages so far below the surface, the songs of the gospel. A brother of this minister who was there in Carrickfergus, he came from Liverpool, where he was a minister, to see it. God dealt with him when he came, and he went back to Liverpool. And he was one of the leaders of a great revival in Liverpool when the Ulster revival spread over to the mainland. Wouldn't you like to see this happen in your day and generation? In this dark age, when the world is filled with vanity and villainy, when the devil rules, when morality and decency are made the basis for jokes, and when we see young people swept off their feet by the diligence of the devil and the devil's angels, wouldn't you like to see a mighty old-fashioned revival of true religion? Brethren and sisters in Christ, I believe with all my heart it's going to come. I believe there's going to be the sound of abundance of rain. But I also believe that there's going to be the showers upon the dry and thirsty land. I would call you, dear believer, to a rededication of yourself to God. God doesn't need many. He just needs a few holy, dedicated person. And through them, he can bring a revival. It was only four young men in Connor, just recently converted, that were the sentinels that God used to stir this great revival in our province 150 years ago. Can God do it again? The answer is yes. The God that answers by fire, let him be the God. May God put into our hearts and into our minds and into our souls a desire to see this happen again in this Ulster of ours, that surely needs above everything else the call of God to bring it from the darkness and the damnation of its sins and to bring it to the cross for cleansing and hope through Jesus Christ. May God break our hearts as believers. And if you're not saved, and you're nearer to hell than ever you've been, thank God, God can save you now. His blood can make 10,000 clean. His blood avails for me. Let's bow our heads. O God, our Father, we come to Thee and we pray that Thou wouldst revive Thy work, O Lord. Thy mighty arm make bare. Speak with a voice that wakes the dead and make the people hear. May it be so for Jesus' sake. And everybody said, Amen.